Plummer had expressed a desire for a Chief Illiniwek compromise at a board meeting a year ago, but he told his fellow trustees yesterday that he had found nothing that would satisfy both supporters and opponents of the chief. He said the turmoil over the U of I's Indian performance, logo, and team names would only continue if the board did nothing, so Plummer presented two possible choices. One was to keep the chief in a revised form.
Strengthen the support for the chief by making changes that make him less offensive and build other programmatic elements around him to reinvigorate the tradition. Retain the dance, fighting Illini, Illini, the graphic image, and three in one, and acknowledge in some meaningful way the importance of Native Americans to the state of Illinois.
Or, Plummer said, the university could retain the team names and perhaps the three-in-one halftime music, but retire the Chief Illiniwek performance and logo.
The retirement should be an honorable one that does not demean, devalue, nor apologize for the 75-year-old tradition. Specifically, the history and importance of the chief to the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign should be memorialized in perpetuity. And there should be separate recognition of the important place of Native Americans in the history of the state of Illinois.
Plummer's report drew polite applause from chief supporters and opponents who attended the board's morning session at the Illini Union in Urbana. One of those praising Plummer's report was Roger Huddleston, a local businessman and longtime Chief Illiniwek supporter. He compared Plummer to King Solomon in his approach to the complex issues surrounding Chief Illiniwek. While he agrees that no real compromise is possible, Huddleston believes that a revised Chief Illiniwek could be a genuinely positive symbol for the U of I.
I think if political agendas are separated out, this whole topic, that the chief can stand, or that the chief tradition can stand tall here. Does that mean that the chief is going to go ahead and stay exactly the way he is? I certainly hope not. I hope that he's redefined in such a way that he can command respect.
But a longtime chief opponent also liked Plummer's report. U of I professor Stephen Kaufman called Plummer's report thoughtful and intuitive and said it helped to move the issue forward. But Kaufman sees such movement as leading to the retirement of the chief, and he suggested that might be Plummer's opinion.
I don't believe Mr. Plummer thinks there's, from his remarks, there's a way of retaining the chief and moving us ahead on the issue. And I think that he and the board would very much like to move us ahead on the issue.
A visiting Native American activist did not see such hope in Plummer's report. Suzanne Schoen Harjo, the executive director of the Morning Star Institute, a Washington, D.C.-based Indian rights group, said Plummer's report didn't put enough weight on the views of Native peoples. She says those are the people who are hurt by Chief Illiniwek.
It's not every single person in the university system that has to agree or that has standing or who would be allowed into court, if you will. The Native people are, that's the big voice from a small number of people that has been ignored.
Plummer says he kept his own views out of the Chief Illiniwek report and won't state them until the U of I board discusses the issue. Board Chairman Gerald Shea said that would happen at a future meeting sometime in the next few months. The next scheduled board meeting is May 15th and 16th at the university's Springfield campus. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.